Will you pray with me as we begin? Lord God, thank you for your grace and your presence. As we open the scripture today, please illuminate it so we can understand it. Teach us about thankfulness. Create in us a thankful heart. May we be the reason for someone else's thanksgiving. May we learn to be a huge blessing for you, Lord, and for the others around us. We pray that you'll do transformation in our lives today. We pray in Jesus' holy name. Amen. So here's a question that seems kind of obvious, but are you ready for Thanksgiving Day? Are you getting ready? Getting cranked up? A little bit? Almost there? Haven't been over there to turn in the turkey points yet and get the free turkey or whatever. But you're thinking about it. You're getting in that direction, right? My wife says she has to live with the turkey all year, so, and I'm not sure about the excitement part. I like a traditional turkey dinner. You like traditional turkey dinner?
Yes.
You know, some people have kind of gone the other way. My wife was recently visiting with family up in Canada and went up there and was all excited about having a traditional turkey dinner, and they had turkey burgers. That was a letdown, especially when you were hoping for two Thanksgivings in a row, you know, because Canadians celebrated early, and then we have ours when we have it this week. But I like a real turkey dinner. I like, you know, with the turkey and the stuffing and the mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes with little marshmallows melted on the top. You know, I like that. Our girls like that. You know, all that good stuff. Bacon. Yeah, bacon. Yeah, bacon's a part. I put bacon over the top of my turkey. I've talked about this before. I put strips of low-sodium bacon on the top of the turkey. And as it cooks, you know, that flavor goes down through, all the way through into the turkey and into the drippings to make lots of that low-calorie, cholesterol-free gravy, right? That's the way it works. At least in my imagination. Anybody here like pumpkin pie?
Yes.
You like pumpkin? Some of you like pumpkin pie. Bonnie makes this frozen ice cream pumpkin pie thing that is just to die for. This, yeah, really, that cheesecake pumpkin pie thing that you do. I can't even remember what it's called, but there's no freezing to it. Okay, I'm thinking of something else. But I am thinking of the pumpkin stuff that you do. I really love it. I think you'll have to bring some in so people can try it out. Then they can decide for themselves. Anybody here hate pumpkin pie? Well, that's the way to be a rebel on a national holiday, right? Food is a very big part of Thanksgiving Day, isn't it? I mean, it's food and football. Those two kinds of things, right? Some are going to be watching the Bears and the Lions. Some are going to be watching the Bills and the Cowboys. Some are going to be watching the Saints and the Falcons. Some are going to be watching Doctor Who and Jack Ryan and The Mandalorian and, you know, stuff like that, right? The rest of you will be like... So... tryptophan from the turkey just kind of knocks you out after you eat. Somewhere in the middle of all this food and all this celebration, we might be thankful for something. We might stop and be thankful for something other than the Doritos. There's lots of passages in the Bible that talk about Thanksgiving. I'm not talking about the American holiday here, but good old-fashioned thankfulness. In the Old Testament, you know, it comes up 114 times, this subject. In the New Testament, it comes up 72 times. There's a common word for thanks. I want to do a little Greek here this morning. Forgive me for that, but you'll see where I'm going with this. The most common word for thanks in Greek is eucharisteo. Now, we get the word Eucharist from that, you know, especially if you come from a Catholic or Lutheran or a high church background, you'll understand when we talk about the Lord's Supper, we often refer to it as the Eucharist, right? Or at least we refer to the bread part as the Eucharist when we receive it. But it's a very simple word, and it generally it means to be grateful, to feel thankful and to give thanks. And so when you look at that, if you break that down, here's kind of how it breaks down. There's something that you be, there's something that you feel, and there's something that you do. There's something you're giving, you know, so they're all three parts of that. They're all parts of the idea of thanks or thanksgiving. And I think we tend to focus more on the feeling part. You know, we give thanks when we feel thankful. Isn't that true? More often than not. But we do need a balance. And the Bible suggests that thankfulness should be something that we are and that we feel and that we do, is the giving part of the thanks part. We need to give thanks to God more than just when we feel like it. And we need to give thanks to God more than just on one special national holiday once a year, right? We need a balance in our life. I want to look at one of the short passages, the Bible passage that talks about this. This is in 1 Thessalonians. We were actually headed there in our Sunday school class this morning. It didn't quite get there. Bible for life, sorry. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18 says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." I read all three of these, even though the last part's the part that talks about thanks, because these three things are talking about lifestyle. They're talking about something that happens more than just once. It's something that's happening all the time. And the last part, it doesn't really say this in too many places in the Bible. It says, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We're always wondering what God's will is. You know, we're a little neurotic about that, especially in the American church. You know, what is God's will? Am I in God's will? You know, we have all those questions. But here, we don't have any question. It says straightforwardly, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. If you're a Christian, if you're in Christ Jesus, this is something he wants to see produced in your life. I want to talk briefly about three things this morning. I say briefly because, you know, normally on Thanksgiving week, we usually on the Thanksgiving Eve have a little service where we, you know, we just share things that we're thankful for. And I thought maybe we'd give you a chance to do a little bit of that this morning at the end of the service, or at the end of the message. So I'm going to leave space for that and be thinking, you know, I'm not going to put anybody on the spot, but be thinking if you want to share something that you're thankful for. First of all, I want to talk about the practice of thankfulness. You ever have somebody say, mind your manners? Mind your manners. Usually it's said kind of like that, if not with a little more force behind it. How did you learn manners when you were a kid? How'd you learn them in the first place? Did somebody kind of enforce them as you were learning them? You know, somebody, usually it's a parent or often a grandparent or people like that, they taught you. And in my day, those lessons came along with a wooden spoon or with a little slap on the back of the hand or with a number of other things to reinforce the point to help teach manners. These days, not so much. You learn to say thank you if you were given something or somebody did something for you. And it was expected that you would say thank you, right? But if you didn't, your mom or your dad or somebody would say something like, well, mind your manners, say thank you. You'd mumble, thank you, you know. And you did it if you knew what was good for you. Over time, you learn to say thank you in all those kinds of situations. It was something in the beginning you practiced. Was something you may have done begrudgingly, but over time, hopefully, it becomes a part of your life. It just, you know, it becomes ingrained, and you get there, or not. Thanksgiving, or thankfulness, is a lot like that. I was reading the other day about an experiment that was done at the University of California, Davis. In 2003, it was called the Gratitude Intervention Experiment, and a couple of doctors named Emmons and McCullough, they did this, they developed a gratitude journal. And they conscripted a bunch of students to do this, and they had the students write in their journal every single day something that they had gratitude for, that they were thankful for. They had a control group, another group of students, and what they wrote in their journal was the things that they felt hassled about every day, and they just wrote about ordinary things that were going on in their lives. So they had this control group and they had the regular group, and they followed them for 2 months to see what would happen. Well, here's the really cool part. The study showed that people who practiced gratitude and kept a gratitude journal exercised more frequently, had less physical problems, generally felt better in their lives or about their lives. They were more optimistic about the coming week as opposed to the other group of students. And the students who made grateful lists generally reached their personal goals, which is really cool. They had positive states of alertness. They had enthusiasm, determination, attentiveness, and more energy. Sounds pretty radical. So then they repeated the study. Only this time they tried to throw in more challenges, and they did it with a group of students who had a neuromuscular disease. And guess what? They had higher energy, more positive moods, and they felt more connected to other people than they normally did. And on top of that, they slept better than the non-participating group. Then they tried it again, this time in 2008, and they did it with a group of children. And they had them practice grateful thinking. They had a much more positive attitude towards school and their families than the control group who weren't doing this. It suggests to us that practicing gratitude or thankfulness has enormous benefits in our life, that it's good for us, that it's healthy for us. I think G.K. Chesterton, who did more than develop one of my favorite detectives, Father Brown, he had a lot of good things to say. And one of the things he said about gratitude was, he said, we need to get into the habit of taking things with gratitude and not taking things for granted. I think he had that right, and we know that it has benefits. We also need an attitude of thankfulness. We talked about this a little bit in Bible for Life this morning. Have you ever heard somebody say, that guy's got a real attitude? You heard that? What we generally mean is that guy needs what we call an attitude adjustment, right? That the attitude is not good. It's not a positive thing. On the other hand, what do we mean when we say, hey, that guy's got a great attitude? You know, they mean that they're generally positive, they're encouraging, that they're upbeat, that they like what they're doing, that they're helpful to other people around them, things like that. So what does a thankful attitude look like? Thankful attitude. You ever met somebody who had an entitled attitude? You know, felt like they deserved everything? They think the world owes them something? That's kind of opposite from this thankful attitude. It takes us in a different direction. You know, it's kind of like the guy I talked about a while back, the son who had received a gift from his father. He got that BMW, and he wanted a Jaguar, and he was upset, so he pushed it into the river. Do you remember that story? It's not exactly a thankful attitude. I was reading the other day about this woman who was getting married, and she wanted to have one of these destination weddings in Romania, and got all her friends to agree to do that. And so they all came at their own expense. They flew there, and they paid for their own hotel, and they did all that stuff. And she demanded that instead of presents, that she get cash as a wedding gift. Well, that was the first clue that something wasn't quite right. And they went to the wedding, and they had a good time. And on the way home, or when they first got home, one of the guests got an email. And she opened the email, and inside, the bride was very upset because they didn't give enough money. And not only that, she demanded that they give more money to help pay for the wedding and all. Well, it's hard to find thankfulness in that. It's hard to find gratitude. You know, these people had spent a lot of money, some of them thousands of dollars, to get where they were going to be there for this wedding for their friend, and the friend was not exactly grateful. Well, 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances. That's about giving thanks, about feeling thanks, about giving thanks for what we've received from God, for what's been done for us on the cross, for what's been forgiven, for what God has provided. You know, our Thanksgiving started as a harvest celebration. It was a, hey, we were thankful. We, you know, in the old days, we grew all our own food, you know? I know it's hard to imagine that, but all food came from a rural environment, you know, and the farmers worked hard and they harvested the food, and at the end, they'd have a great big celebration about all this bounty, all this stuff that they had received. And, you know, our Thanksgiving holiday being formalized, it was just a formalizing of something that was really already going on. Our attitude should not be one of entitlement, as if God owes this to us. It should be one of gratitude and thankfulness. Amen? Yeah? So, overall, what we're trying to achieve is a life of thankfulness, or learn how to live a thankful life. It's about thankfulness as a kind of full-time job, if you think about it that way. Here's our verse again. Giving thanks in all circumstances. It doesn't allow us to, you know, it doesn't suggest to us that, well, you know, if you feel like it, if somebody's been nice to you, if somebody gave you something, then you should feel thankful. It's saying be thankful in all circumstances. In other words, it's your whole life. It's a lifestyle of thankfulness and thanksgiving. Well, how is that possible? You know, how can we be thankful? How can you be thankful when your heart is broken? How can you give thanks when you're going through something really terrible? How do you give thanks when ... fill in your own blank, you know? It partially goes back to the practice of thanksgiving, and it partially goes back to the attitude of thanks. They prepare us for giving thanks to God even when we don't feel very thankful. The other key word in the passage, I didn't highlight it here, but the other key word in this passage is give. Give. Give thanks. Think of giving thanks as a kind of special offering to God. Think of it as a time, as a thank offering, a way of returning thanks for all God is and all that God does. Sure, we're going to feel like we're thankful sometimes, hopefully a lot more than just a few times. But sometimes we're just not going to feel thankful. Other times I think we need to make an offering of thanks to God, regardless of the circumstances. It's a way of worshiping God, even when things are not so good. You see David do this all the time in the Psalms. He'll say, my enemies are against me, the lion's trying to eat me, somebody tried to stab me, somebody tried to poison my cereal this morning, but I still love you, God, and I thank you for everything that I have. You see him do this kind of stuff over and over, all the way through the Psalms, and you see other Bible writers do it as well. We're not giving thanks because we're actually grateful that we're going through pain. That's nobody feels that. Nobody wants to go through difficult times. But we're giving thanks to God because he is God. It's an offering of thanks to God. And maybe we feel grateful not for the pain, but because we don't go through the difficulty by ourselves. Because God is with you always. And God loves you always. That never changes. And so when we're struggling, there's still that. And there's that part that we've already prepared our lives for giving thanks in all these other circumstances. If you haven't practiced thanksgiving in your life, when you come, especially when you come to a difficult part, you're not going to stay at it. I was listening to N.T. Wright earlier in the week, and he was talking about Christians who fall away, because there was all these, you know, there's been all this big news about famous Christians who were believers and they weren't believers, and he was saying, you know, part of it is You know, if you think that Christian life is just a prayer that you say at the beginning, and then you're not really following Jesus, then when something difficult comes along, it's real easy to pack it in and just say, that's not for me. Because it isn't for you, because you haven't been following. You're not there. You're not with Jesus. You're not following Jesus. And it's the same thing with this thankfulness idea, is that if we're following Jesus every day, if we're thankful every day, if we're offering our thanks to God every day. In fact, let me give you a little suggestion here. When you go to prayer tomorrow, or even today, when you go to prayer, start off by thanking God for one thing. And then tomorrow, start off by thanking God for one thing. And then the next day, guess what? Thank God for one thing. And do that every day. Thank God for something. And this pattern, this development of a life of thanksgiving, it'll be there. And it'll give you strength in those difficult times. And you know that God is always there. Well, let me ask you this question, because, you know, I told you at the beginning I was going to do this. And the question is, what are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Anybody feel they want to share something this morning? Just jump right up. I see all these people jumping. What are you thankful for? What have you got to be thankful for? Patty.
I'm thankful for the wonderful doctors we've been dealing with, the knowledge they have, the advancements that have been made in cancer treatment.
Amen.
Being sent to Johns Hopkins, the treatment that I get at Chambersburg, wonderful people, and knowledgeable people, and
amen. Amen. Thank you. Yeah, you guys have been through a lot this year, but God has provided some pretty amazing doctors. Thanks for sharing that. Anybody else this morning? Are you thankful for something? Back there, yeah. Thank you, Sherry. And we're very thankful for you. Glad you're here. Anyone else this morning? Irv.
I'm very seldom say anything, but I'm very thankful that the gracious Lord loves us. Just the way we are, He may not be happy with some of the things that we do, but thankful that He loves us.
That we can breathe and move. I'm with you there.
I think over the years, one of the things, kind of just going along with what you were saying, that the Lord has been teaching me, is that giving thanks in all things isn't necessarily for all things. I'm not thankful for the sickness that's attacked my family and those things, but it's definitely helpful to give thanks in the midst of that. And my last 2 weeks have been extra challenging, more than our usual challenging. And so I just want to give thanks for Julie Miller, who brought me soup for days. Wow. And for Jessa, who came and helped me clean my house.
Thanks for sharing that. Thank you. Anyone else this morning? Yes.
I'd say the number one thing that I thank God for every day is the wonderful help that He's given my family and myself.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Yes.
As I was sharing this morning, I'm just so thankful that God has so graciously put things in my life that led me to knowing He would receive a loss.
Amen. Thank you. Yes.
John and I and Jen are especially thankful for you.
Amen.
Every time somebody's in the emergency room, He's there. And He comes to see us regularly. And we can feel His love. Really appreciate that.
Thank you for the encouragement. Yes. Thank you. Thanks for sharing. Steve.
I'm thankful for this church family and our small group. For two grandchildren. For all the many blessings you shower upon our world.
Amen. So many things. Well, thank you for sharing. Let's pray together. Lord, we give you thanks today for the gift of Jesus. We thank you for the sacrifice of the cross by which our salvation became possible. We thank you for all you provide for us, including all these people here, loving and helping each other. All you've given us, you've poured out so much. And we thank you that you love us, in spite of the things that we do and the people we are sometimes. We thank you that you love us. Teach us how to practice thanksgiving and how to have a deep attitude of gratitude. Teach us how to live a life of thankfulness. And we are so grateful. We are so thankful. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.